哥林多前书第二章第一节到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 2, First Corinthians chapter 2.
弟兄们，我从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
因为我曾立了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
And when I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling,
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not rest on wisdom, on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God.
再看提摩太前书第四章。
Now let's turn to 1 Timothy 4.
从十二节念到十六节。
And we'll read from verse 12 onward.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，重要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都做信徒的榜样。
Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe.
你要以劝读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
Until I come, give attention to public reading of scripture and exhortation and teaching.
你不要轻我所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老安守的时候赐给你的。
Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through prophetic utterance and the laying of the hands of the presbytery.
这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Take pain with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to all.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will have ensured salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow heads for a short prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你带领我们一直到这最后的早晨。
And you have been with us until this very moment.
为着过去那些的日子。
For the past days.
你怎样怜悯施恩给我们。
And how you have showed upon us your mercy, your grace.
我们实在俯伏敬拜。
We bow low and worship.
我们的主，我们赞美感谢你。
Our Lord, we praise you, we thank you.
因为你不但是初，你也是终。
You are the beginning and you are also the end.
所以我们恭敬把这最后一次的聚会放在你的手中。
So we entrust this last gathering into your hand.
我们求你祝福你的话语。
We pray that you bless your own word.
我们求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们求你对我们每一个人说话。
We ask you speak to each of us.
我们仰望你，凡是你还没有完成的工作。
Lord, what remains needs to be spoken.
在我们中间能完成。
We pray that you fulfill it and fulfill it.
好叫你得着称赞，得着荣耀。
That your name may be glorified.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢赞美主带领我们一直到这最后的一个早晨。
We thank the Lord for His presence with us until this very moment.
我们这一次是第五次的侍奉的大会。
This is the fifth conference for service.
我们知道我们活在这个地上。
We know that we live on this earth
为着要敬拜神并且侍奉他。
It is to worship him and to serve him.
所以侍奉实在是我们每一个人的本分。
So therefore, service is each of our responsibility.
不单是我们的本分，也是我们最大的荣耀。
It is not all our responsibility, but it's also our glory.
我们要怎样来侍奉我们的主呢？
So how shall we serve our God?
敬拜是侍奉。
Worship is service.
当我们在这里敬拜他的时候
，So when we are worshiping Him.
我们的主就得着我们的侍奉。
And the Lord indeed is being served by us.
所以我们要学习做一个敬拜的人。
So therefore we must learn to be a worshipper.
不单是在主日早晨我们聚集来敬拜他。
Not only on the Lord's Day when we gather to worship.
我们每天的生活应当是一个敬拜。
Every day in our lives we must worship him.
叫他的名能得着荣耀。
That his name may be glorified.
叫他的心得着喜悦。
That his heart may be satisfied.
我们要怎样来侍奉我们的主呢？
How can we serve our God?
我们要做一个祷告的。
We need to be a man of prayer.
我们在那里祷告，他的旨意成全。
As we pray, then his will be fulfilled.
我们在那里祷告，他的国度降临。
As we pray, then his kingdom will come.
所以祷告就是我们侍奉的路。
So therefore, prayer is the way of service.
巴不得我们都做祷告的人。
May we all be men and women of prayer.
我们怎样来侍奉我们的主呢？
How can we serve God?
当我们在那里传他话语的时候。
It's when we proclaim his word.
我们就是在那里侍奉我们的主。
Then we are serving our God.
因为我们的神是说话的神。
Because our God is God who speaks.
他愿意与他的儿女说话。
He wants to speak to his own.
但是他在地上需要做他出口的人。
But he needs those who will be instruments for his speaking.
所以如果我们蒙怜悯的话，
So if we indeed receive mercy,
能做他的出口，
and can be a minister of his word,
能传他自己的话，
and can proclaim his word,
这一个就是侍奉我们的主。
This is indeed a service to our Lord.
我们知道话语，做话语，传话语的人。
We know the one who preaches or ministers God's word,
实在说来有两种。
Strictly speaking, there are two types.
我们在以弗所第四章第十一节。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11.
神把四种的人赐给教会。
God has given four different kinds of four people to the church.
有的是使徒。
Some apostles.
有的是先知。
Some prophets.
有的是传福音的。
Some evangelists.
有的是牧师和教师。
And the pastor and the teacher.
这四种的人是神赐给教会的。
These four groups of people are given to the church by God.
为着要成全圣徒。
Is to equip the saints.
这四种的人是话语的指示。
These four types of persons, they are the ministers of God's word.
这四种的人所尽的那个这份，就是保罗在哥林多后书第四章说的这份。这四种的人，他们所尽的那个这份，就是哥林多后书四章保罗所说的这份。
So this ministry, is what we refer to in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 chapter 4.
但是除了这一种话语的知识之外，
aside from those who ministering God's word,
我们看见在哥林多前书第十四章里面，
when we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
我们应当追求爱。
We have to seek after love.
我们也要渴慕做先知讲道。
We have to covet prophetic ministry.
那一个做先知讲道是指做什么说的呢？
What does mean by having a prophetic ministry?
那就是要来造就，要来劝勉，要来安慰。
It is for building up. It's for exhortation. It's for comforting.
这一个是每一个弟兄姊妹都可以做的。
This is what each one of us can perform.
这个也是做话语的出口。
This is also a way of ministering God's word.
但是这个做话语的出口是每一个弟兄姊妹都可以有份。
But this ministry of the word is for everyone.
不错，神能呼召一般的人专门做话语的执事。
It is true, God can call a specific group of people.For this particular ministry of God's word.
好像使徒们说，我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
Like the apostles says, we must devote ourselves to prayer and to ministering God's word.
但是这个不是所有的弟兄姊妹都是蒙这样的呼召。
This ministry is not for everybody.
也不是所有的弟兄姊妹都答应这个呼召。
As not all of us will respond to this call.
但是这并不是说因为这个缘故我们在神的话语上就没有份。
It doesn't mean that because we are not called to specifically minister God's word, we have no ministry of God's word.
我们看见说我们每一个人都可以说造就人的话。
In other words, all of us we can give words of exhortation.
我们都可以说安慰人的话。
We all have words of comfort.
我们也都可以说劝勉人的话。
We also have words of encouragement.
所以在教会的里面
So in the church,
每一个弟兄姊妹
every one of us,
与神的话语都是发生关系。
We all have something to do with God's word.
蒙神的怜悯
when we receive mercy,
我们多多少少都可以传神的话。
By His mercy, we can all share God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
虽然我们这一次在那里讲话语的知识
even though this time we are sharing on this matter, ministering God's word.
也许你觉得说与我们有关系
you say it's unrelated.related to me.
但是这个原则是与我们都有关系。
But in principle, it has to do with each of us.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹不要听这些的话是替别人听的。
So do not have the attitude that when you listen to this message, you listen for somebody else.
这个话也是主要我们听的。
This is the word that God wants you to hear.
如果我们在小事上忠心
If we are faithful in small things,
也许神要把更大的事托付给我们。
God may want to entrust you with bigger things.
也许开始的时候我们不过在神的家中说一点劝勉的话语。
Maybe at the beginning you only speak a few words of encouragement in the local assembly.
但是因为你忠心的缘故
But because you are faithful,
神呼召你做他话语的执事。
And God may call you to be a minister of His word.
所以巴不得这是神在他儿女中做的事。
May the Lord do such work in each of our lives.
今天早晨我愿意与弟兄姊妹交通一点关乎怎样来供应神的话语。
This morning I would like to share on this matter how are we to minister God's word.
我们要把神的话供应给他的儿女。
When we want toshare or deliver God's word.
那么我们应当怎样才能做这样的一个事情。
How can we, what must we be in order God's word can be delivered and ministered to us, through us?
我想这个是非常实际的问题。
I believe this is most practical.
也许这个与技术有一点关系。
Maybe this has something to do with the technique.
但是请弟兄姊妹记得
The brothers, please do remember
在传神的话语的上面
In the matter of ministering God's word
技术是次要
Technique is secondary
人是主要
Man is primary
所以保罗在提摩太说你要注意你的自己和自己的教训
So Paul wrote Timothy he said you must learn from your teaching and your teaching as well.
你必须要注意你的自己。
You must pay attention to yourself and your teaching.
他说不可叫人小看你年轻。
And do not let no one despise your youthfulness.
所以表明说一个传承话语的人，这个人是非常重要的。
So it shows us the one who ministers God's word, that person, that man is most important.
我们愿意一再的赞美你，是说。
And we want to emphasize again.
如果今天你要做神话语的出口，
if you want to be God, the minister of God's word,
技术是次要的问题。
Technique is secondary.
你这个人是最重要的。
This you, the man, is most important.
很可惜，就是今天当人在那里训练所谓话语的出口的时候。
Unfortunately, today when we train people to minister God's word,
差不多所有的注意力都放在那个技术的上面。
All the emphasis seems to be put on the method.
他在那里教你怎样查考圣经。
And they teach you how to search the scripture.
怎样从圣经里头来找出题目。
And how to find a suitable subject.In the Bible.
他教你怎样这个传道的方法。
How to deliver the message.
好像都是注意到那个技术方面的事。
It seems to be concentrating on methods and technique.
好像你的技术如果对了，你就能供应神的话语。
As though when you have the technique, you can deliver God's word.
但是我们知道，在属灵的工作上不是这样。
But we know in the spiritual ministry of God's word, that is not the case.
在属灵的工作上，我们这个人是最重要。
In spiritual work, man is more.
神必须在我们这个人身上做很严格的工作。
And God must do a very drastic work in that person's life.
把我们这个人实在变化了。
Until that person is transformed.
叫基督能主持在我们里面。
Until Christ is fully formed in him.
他的性格成为我们的性格。
Christ's character becomes that person's character.
这样我们才能传神的话语。
Then we'll be fit to deliver God's word.
所以虽然今天早晨我们要谈到一点关乎技术方面的事。
And this point we'll share a little bit on this matter, how God's word can be delivered.
但是还是盼望弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
你这个人是最最重要的。
The person is most important.
许多的时候我们在那里说我们要传神的话。
Oftentimes we say, I want to preach God's word.
但是我怎样来得着神的话呢？
The question is, how can I receive God's word?
我不知道神要我说什么话。
I do not know what God will have me speak.
我不知道我应当讲什么题目。
I do not know what should I preach, what should I say?
我不知道怎样把这个题目说出来。
And I do not know how to speak the parables.Have the message delivered.
我记得我六年的时候。
I remember when I was when I was young.
我开始在话语上来服侍神的儿女。
And I began ministering God's word to God's people.
在我里面一直有一个恐惧。
There's that this fear within me.
我说我在那里把神的话在那里服侍弟兄姊妹。
I'm using God's word to help brothers and sisters.
但是到了有一天，这个话说完了。
One day, if I have said everything I have within me.
到了有一天呢，我没有题目可以讲了。
One day will come, I have nothing more to say.
那怎么办呢？
What will happen to me?
我想恐怕所有年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I'm sure most of the young brothers and sisters.
你在那里要学习传神话语的时候，你都有这一个难处。
And when you begin to learn to minister God's word, you may have this problem.
所以我们要知道。
So we must know.
我们怎样能从神那里得着话？
We must know how can we receive words from God.
今天我们是传神的话。
Today we are preaching God's word.
所以如果我们没有从神那里得着话，
If we did not have something from God's word,
我们怎么能传话呢？
What can we deliver to God's people?
如果我们传的话，这是传自己的话。
If we preach to others, it's by our own word.
所以第一件事。
So the first thing,
我们要学习怎样从神那里得着话语。
Is how must we learn to receive words from God?
我们要从神那里得着话。
If we want to receive words from God,
我们就需要等候在神的面前。
We must learn to wait before him.
许多的时候我们没有话，因为我们没有等候。
Oftentimes we have no word because we have not come and wait before him.
如果我们正是等候在他的面前，
if we really wait before him,
他是信实的，
he's faithful.
如果他要你说话，
if he wants you to speak for him,
他总是会把他的话赐给你，
and he will give his word to you.
所以你记得诗篇一百二十三篇怎么说呢？
You remember in Psalm 123?
他说仆人的眼睛怎样仰望主人的手。
He said the eyes of servant look to the hands of their master.
子女的眼睛怎样仰望祖母的手。
As the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress.
我们的眼睛也仰望你我们的主。
So our eyes look to the Lord our God.
只等到你赐怜悯给我。
Until he shall be gracious to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要学习到主的面前。
So we need to learn to come before the Lord.
等候在他的面前。
And wait before him.
让他的话能临到我。
And for his word to come to us.
或者你在祷告的时候，
As you pray,
你等候在他面前。
You wait before him.
或者你在读圣经的时候，
Or when you read God's word,
你等候在他的面前。
And you still wait for him.
就是在你日常的生活中，
In your everyday life,
你一直等候在他的面前。
You are waiting before him.
等他的话临到你的身上。
Until his words come to you.
当他的话临到你的时候，
And when his word come to you,
那你就有话。
Then you have his word.
所以在旧约的时候，
So in the Old Testament,
你常常看见说，
You often find,
耶和华的话临到我。
The word of the Lord came upon me.
是神的话临到你。
Yes, God's word comes upon you.
不是你在那里去抓神的话。
It's not there for you to grab God's word.
你知道有多少的时候，如果我们要讲道，
You know, oftentimes we need to preach.
那你怎么办呢？
What you do?
你就把圣经翻来翻去。
And you look at the Bible and flip here and flip there.
你在哪里要找神的话？
And you're looking for something.
那你翻来翻去，翻到一个地方。
And when you finally find a located place,
这个话不错。
This sounds good.
那么这个可以去传。
I can use it.
这个是你在那里找神的话。
That is you're looking for God's word.
不是神的话临到你的身上。
It's not God's word coming to you.
如果你在那里找神的话，
If you're looking for God's word,
那你得用你自己的思想一切来支持它。
So you put your thought, your energy into getting what you want to get out of it.
是你在那里利用神的话。
It's you using God's word.
不是神的话在那里用你。
It's not God's word using you.
所以我们要学习等候。
So we need to learn to wait before the Lord.
如果神的话没有来，
If the word of the Lord does not come,
你不要随便说话。
Then we should not speak carelessly.
你知道在古时的时候，
Now in the old days,
尤其是先知耶利米，
Particularly Jeremiah,
你知道耶利米是神呼召他做先知的。
You know, God called Jeremiah to be a prophet.
当神的话临到他的时候，
And when the word of the Lord came upon him,
他说我不会说话。
He said, I cannot speak.
因为我是一个小孩子。
Because I'm like a child.
神说我要把我的话放在你的口里。
And the Lord said, I'll put my word in your mouth.
所以我们看见在耶利米的一生的里面。
So we can see in the life of Jeremiah.
当神的话临到他的时候。
When God's word come upon him.
他就说话。
Then he speaks.
但是神的话不临到他。
If the word of the Lord doesn't come.
他就闭口不言。
He keeps silent.
但是在当时的时候。
But in those days.
我们知道耶利米是住在犹太国。
We know Jeremiah lived at the end, before the captivity of the Israelites. The condition of the Jewish people was on the decline. And the Lord said, if they will not repent, the whole nation will perish. And Jeremiah received God's word. And he preached God's word to his people.
他是一个流泪的先知。
And he was a weeping prophet.
但是在那个时候，
But that in those days,
人不喜欢听他的。
But they were not willing to listen to his word.
但是有一般的先知。
But there's a group of prophets.
耶稣是先知。
They also call themselves prophets.
他们也在那里说预言。
They also prophesy.
他们所说的预言是迎合人的心理。
But they are prophecy is in according to the wishes of the people.
他们说有平安，有平安。
They said, there's peace.
他们说没有问题，没有问题。
They said, we have no problem.
许多的先知这么说。
And many prophets are such a way.
哦，耶利 你在哪里说大有问题
？And Jeremiah said, "We are in deep problem."
灾难又临到我们身上。
Evil is coming upon us.
这个国家要灭亡。
And this nation will be perish.
你们需要悔改。
You must repent.
所以在这种光景中间
，So in this condition,
耶利米觉得非常的为难。
And Jeremiah had a very difficult time.
他所讲的话与其他先知讲的话完全相反。
So what he preaches is so different from the other prophets.
他的话人不接受。
His words no one will receive.
其他的先知都给人欢迎。
And all the other prophets, they are welcomed by the people.
所以在他里面就有一个极大的难处。
So in his heart, he has a great difficulty.
他为做这个事情来到神的面前。
So because of this, he went to the Lord.
我们看耶利米第十四章。
And let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 14.
第十三节。
Chapter 14, verse
13. 我就说，哎，主耶和华，那些先知常对他们说，你们必不见刀剑，也不遭遇饥荒，耶和华要在这地方赐你们长久的平安。
But our Lord God, I say, look, the prophets are telling them, you will not see the sword, nor will you have famine, but I will give you the lasting peace in this place.
耶利米到神的面前，去问说这怎么回事。
So Jeremiah would know, what is this prophesy?
耶和华对我说，那些先知托我的名说假语言，我并没有打发他们，没有吩咐他们，没有对他们说话。他们向你们预言的乃是虚假的意象和占卜，并虚无的事，以及本性的诡诈。
Then the Lord said to me, "The prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name. I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophets to you. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility, and deception of their own minds."
所以弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见。
So brothers, you, sister, you see here.
如果今天神的话没有临到我们身上
，So if the Lord's word does not come upon us,
而我们却在那里要说话
，And we want to speak His word,
我们可以奉着他的名来说话
，And we still can preach, prophesy in His name.
但是神说，我并没有差遣你。
But God said, I have not sent you.
我也没有吩咐你。
I have not commanded you.
我也没有把我的话托给你。
And I have not spoken to you.
这完全是根据你自己的幻想。
It is all your own vision.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要非常的小心。
So brothers, we must be very careful here.
当我们来传神话语的时候，
When we are to preach God's word,
我们必须要学习等候在他里面。
We must learn to wait.Before him.
我们知道等候是肉体所不能做的。
We know this waiting the flesh cannot do.
肉体都是要活动。
Because the flesh is very active.
肉体不能等候住。
Flesh cannot wait.
但是我们如果要传神的话语，
But if you desire to preach God's word,
我们必须要学习等候在他里面。
We must learn to wait before him.
只等到他的话语领导我们。
Until his word comes upon us.
那么他的话语是怎样领导我们呢？
Now, how does his word come upon us?
当然他的话语领导我们的方法很多很多。
Of course, the word comes to us in many ways.
恐怕在每一个人的身上都是不同的。
And maybe it's different to different persons.
有的人当他安静在神面前，
For some, it was when he was quiet before the Lord.
在那里读神话语的时候，
As he was reading God's word,
圣灵就把某一段的话忽然在他的里面发亮。
And Holy Spirit used certain portions of scripture to enlighten him.
好像他里面发了光了。
As though inside of him light comes upon him.
神的话就临到他的身上。
And God's word comes upon him.
有的时候人在那里祷告的时候，
And sometimes a person will be praying.
圣灵就把一个意念放在他的里面。
And God give that person a thought.
这个不是他自己想出来的。
This thought does not come from himself.
乃是圣灵把一个意念放在他的里面。
Given by the Holy Spirit.
这个意念就抓住了他的心。
And this thought taught his heart.
有的时候甚至于你在与别人谈话的时候。
Even though sometimes you're talking to somebody.
也许那一个人说了一句话。
Sometimes that person says a word.
但是那个话语啊，没住了你的心。
That word catches your heart.
好像神在那里有话临到你身上。
As though God's word comes upon you.
所以神的话怎么临到那个路是很多很多的。
So the way God's word comes to us vary.
也许这一次是这样，那一次是另外一样。
It may come this way, this time, another way, another time.
问题不在这些地方。
But the question is not here.
问题是你的心是否等候在他的面
前。The question is whether your heart is waiting before the Lord.
好像一个仆人的眼睛在那里看主人的手。
As like a servant's eyes looking to the hand of the master.
如果你是这样的仰望他。
If you are looking to the Lord in such a way.
我们的神他一定会把他的话赐给我们。
And our Lord will give his word to you.
但是还有一面。
But there's another side.
尤其当我们在一个本地服侍弟兄姊妹的时候。
As we serve the Lord in our local situation.
你知道当你到一个深地去传神话的时候。
As you go to a distant place to preach God's word.
也许你不知道那里弟兄姊妹的光景。
Now, you may not know the condition of the people there.
So 你只有仰望神。
So you just look to the Lord.
究竟他要说什么话。
What the Lord will have you speak.
那么神的话临到你的时候。
And the word the Lord comes
to you. 当你去说话的时候。
And when you are there to deliver the word.
就有神的同在。
His presence is there with you.
但是如果我们在本地弟兄姊妹中间服侍，
you're ministering locally among our brothers and sisters.
那么圣经给我们看见，
the scripture tells us,
你要在神面前读你的弟兄姊妹。
Before the Lord, you must study your brothers and sisters.
我们记得在旧约的时候，
we know in the Old Testament,
那个大祭司。
A prophet, a high priest.
这个大祭司啊，在他的胸上有一个胸牌。
Now, in a high priest, there is a vest in front of him. Breastplate
of judgment.
A breastplate of judgment.
有一个这样的一个胸牌在他的面前。
There's a breastplate right in front of him.
这个胸牌上面有12块宝石。
And on this breastplate, there are twelve precious stones.
每一个宝石上面都有一个以色列支派的名字。
And every piece of precious stone, there is the name of one of the tribes of the Israelite.
然后在这个胸牌的后面有个袋，有个袋子。
And behind the breastplate, there is a pocket.
里面放了乌林和土明。
And there is the Urim and Thummim. Thummim, that's right.
那么这个大祭司啊，每一次到神面前去的时候
，So every time the high priest went before the Lord，
要为着以色列人求告的时候
，And to plead for the nation，
他就带着这个胸牌
，And he had this breastplate before him，
来到神的面前
，Approaching God。
那么神就借着这个锯断的牌啊，来指示他神的旨意。
And God used this two pieces of stone to reveal His will to him。
神怎样的做，一直到今天，我们不敢确定。
How does God reveal His will today? To them, we still do not know today。
有人说，当大祭司带着以色列人来到神面前的时候
，So some say when the high priest bring the nations before the nation before the Lord.
这两块的石头在里面就开始发光了。
And the two stones give light.
就照在这十二块石头的上面。
It will shine upon the 12 precious stones.
就把神的旨意拼出来了。
And review God's word.
有的人说这两块石头好像你在那里占卜一样的。
Sometimes people say these two stones are casting lots.
那么这两块石头就告诉你神的旨意是什么。
And then these two stones will tell you God's will.
我们今天不知道就。是怎么样
But today we don't know how it actually works.
不过我们知道这是当时神传达对他儿女传达他旨意的一条路。
But we know that was the way God revealed His will to His people.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们要把神的旨意带给他儿女的时候
We want to deliver God's will to God's people.
我们在我们的心里把他们带在
But we must have His people on our breastplate.
我们把我们的弟兄姊妹带到神面前。
We must bring our brothers and sisters before the Lord.
我们在神面前来读他们的情形。
And we bring before the Lord to study them.
当我们在神面前读他们情形的时候
，As we study them before the Lord,
圣灵 就光照我们。
Then the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
就告诉我们说，对弟兄们现在的情形应当有什么话。
They will know for this particular time what word is suitable, appropriate for His people.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见话语有两种。
So we see God's word has two types.
一种是完全客观的。
One is objective.
乃是神的话临到你身上。
It's when God's word comes upon you.
你把神的旨意告诉神的儿女。
And you tell your God's word to His people.
你根本不管神的儿女的情形。
You do not care what kind of condition they were in.
这个自己从神那里来的。
The word comes direct from God.
你就把神的话传给人。
God's word comes to you. You deliver the word.
你不管弟兄姊妹光景如何。
And you do not really have to concern about their condition.
但是另外一种的话。
But on the other hand,
那是非常主观的。
It is very subjective.
乃是你读神儿女的光景。
As you study the condition of God's people.
然后神的话就临到你。
And then the word comes to you.
所以你传的话是针对。神儿女的需要。
So therefore, the word that comes to you is most suitable to the needs of God's people.
你看古时的先知就是这样。
That's how we find in the olden days the prophets.
在古时的先知，他们在那里传神话语的时候。
The prophets of the old, they preach God's word.
可以说大部分都是与神儿女当时的情形发生直接关系。
The word comes to has a direct relationship with God's people.
因为他们把神的儿女带到神面前。
Because they brought God's people before God.
他们关心神的儿女。
They were concerned with God's people.
他们心里带着神的儿女。
Their heart was with God's people.
所以神的话就接着他们就说出来。
And then God's word come to them and speak to his people.
是针对当时的光景。
And the words are exactly for the condition that they were in.
但是也有的时候。
But sometimes,
先知在那里说话。
God was speaking.
先是在那里说话
The prophet speaking,
连他自己都不知道他所说的是什么
Oftentimes they do not know what they were speaking
因为神要把他的旨意启示出来
Because God wants to reveal his will
这个旨意也许要过了很久才能实现
Maybe this will take some time to have it fulfilled
但是这是神的心意
But this is God's heart
所以当我们传神话语的时候
So when we preach God's word
这两种的话都有
We need these two types of words.
也可能这个针对神儿女需要的话比较多一点。
But the words that are needed by God's people may be more.
有的时候我们里面有神的话。
Sometimes inside of us we have God's word.
我们就不顾弟兄姊妹的情形。
And we don't seem to care about the Lord's condition, people's condition.
我们就把他的话传出来。
Preach, deliver the word.
但是很多的时候
But oftentimes,
神给我们看见
God allow us to see.
我们还得要顾到弟兄姊妹的情形
We need to be concerned with the condition of God's people.
所以这样我们才能安事分粮
Therefore, we can give food in its proper time to God's people.
所以第一我们要等候在神的面前
So first, we must learn to wait before him.
从他那里
And to receive words from him.
所谓的话语，就是一个心意。
The word is a desire.
神的那个心意。
God's desire.
他对他儿女的心意。
God's desire toward his people.
那么我们。从神那里有了话了。
Now as we have received words from God,
知道神的心意在什么地方。
And we know what is in God's heart.
知道神要说什么话了。
We know what God has spoken to us.
那么第二步是什么呢
？Now what's the next step?
第二步我们要有负担。
Next we must have a burden.
负担从哪里来的呢
？Where does that burden come?
负担就是接受神的话。
Burden comes from God's word.
当神的话临到你的时候
So when the word of the Lord comes upon us,
你接受它
You receive the word.
你在神的面前去吹默它
And you meditate before the Lord.
你在神的面前去祷告它
You pray before the Lord.
这样这个负担在你里面就越来越清楚
And the burden become clearer and clearer.
越来越沉重
And stronger and stronger.
所以在旧约的里面
So in the Old Testament,
有一个希伯来的名词
There is one Hebrew word.
我们可以把它翻作玛撒
and we can call it Masa.
这个玛撒在旧约里面有两个用处。
So there are two uses in the Old Testament.
在摩西五经里面
in the appendix to Moses.
这一个字啊，都是翻着这个重担，或者这个担子挑担。
In the five books of Moses is translated as load.
A burden. 或者说是挑担
carry a burden.
那么在先知书里面呢
like in the book of the prophet
这一个字都翻成摩斯
it's the word of oracle
revelation 都是摩斯
revelation
比方说在摩西五经的里面
like in the first five books of Moses
在那个民数记里面
in the book of numbers
我们知道这些利未人啊他们都要这个担的这个会幕的
and you know the Levites are to carry the burden of the tabernacle.
那么这里所用的那个字，就是那个这个重担的。
So it's the word that used there is burden.
我们中文里就翻那个担的，那把它担起来
，carry
抬起来
，carrying a burden.
那么如果到了像这个生命记第一章十二节里面
Deuteronomy 1:12
摩西说这个百姓啊这个问题很多
the people have too many problems
我一个人啊这个重担担当不起了
I cannot bear them all
所以就设立了许多其他的人
and then they have other helpers
那么这个也是一个字
that's also the usage
所以这一个是担子重担的意思
there is a burden carrying on a burden
那么到了先知书这个字就翻作摩斯了
but when it comes to the book of revelation the prophets the word is translated as revelation
恐怕我们英文里是 foundation
vision
yeah,
yeah some
oracle yeah 以赛亚比方说以赛亚书第十三章
let's turn to Isaiah 13
以赛亚十三章第一节
Isaiah 13 verse 1
亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚的摩斯弄巴比伦
Okay, the oracle concerning Babylon which Isaiah the son of Amos saw
我们或者再看一次马勒基第一章
Malachi chapter 1
第一节
Malachi 1:1
耶和华的马勒基传给以色列
The oracle of the word of the Lord is to Israel through Malachi.
在我们弟兄英文本字是 oracle， 有的本字是 vision.
Yeah. There's some version translate oracle and some version is the word is vision.
但是无论如何，我们看见这个字什么意思呢
？But we know the meaning of this word.
这个字就说，当神在那里给你摩西的时候，你里面就接受了一个负担。
It is when God reveals His word to you, then you receive a burden from God Himself.
这个负担在你的里面呢，好像一个重担压着你一样。
And this burden comes to you as it's just like a load upon you.
那么这一个负担在你里面越过越重。
And this burden comes to you stronger and stronger.
只有把话语能把这个负担卸出去。
Only word.Can release this burden.
如果你有这个负担呢、啊，你不说话。
If you have this burden and cannot speak the word.
这个在你里面呢、啊，好像要把你压住了。
As though this burden is unbearable.
但是当你把话说出去的时候
，But once the word is released,
你这个负担就卸脱了。
The burden is also released.
所以今天我们要传神的话，必须要有负担。
So if we want to preach God's word, we must receive a burden from God.
如果今天我们说话里面没有负担。
But today if we are to speak God's word and there's no burden within,
我们这个话就很轻。
Then our word will be very superficial.
这个话没有力量。
There's no power in our word.
但是如果我们说话的时候里面是有负担。
But when we speak the word, it's from a burden within.
我们的话就很重。
Then our word will be weighty.
并且我们的话有能力。
And our word will be powerful.
所以我们知道负担这件事情是非常重要。
So we know this matter of a burden in our heart is most important.
很多的时候我们在那里传神的话里面没有负担。
Sometimes we preach God's word without a real burden.
那这样的话不过是在那里讲一篇道而已。
And this is nothing but mere giving a message.
不是借着话语把你压在你里面的负担卸出去。
It's not using God, preaching God's word in order to release the burden God has given to you.
所以你知道在古时的时候
So in the olden days,
比方说以西结书。
For example, like Ezekiel.
你知道神呼召以西结做先知。
And God called Ezekiel to be a prophet.
神对他做什么呢
？And what did God do with him?
如果你看以西结第二章的话。
If you look at Ezekiel chapter 2.
第二章第八节
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 8
人子啊要听我对你所说的话不要不捏下那不捏之家你要开口吃我所赐给你的
Now you son of man listen to what I am speaking to you do not be rebelliousLike the rebellious house, open your mouth and eat what I am giving you.
我观看见有一只手向我伸出来，手中有一书卷。
Then I looked, behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it.
他将书卷在我面前剪开，内外都写着字，其上所写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲痛的话。
And he spread it out before me, and I was, and it was written.On the front and back and written on it were lamentations, mourning and woe.
他对我说人子啊要吃你所得的要吃这书卷好去对以色列家讲说
Then he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go and speak to the house of Israel.
于是我开口他就是我吃这书卷
Then I opened my mouth and he fed me this scroll.
又对我说人子啊要吃所赐给你的这书卷充满你的祝福我就吃了口中就得其甜如蜜所以你就看见说这个好像什么呢好像啊这个神的话在一个书卷的上面
It is though God's word is in its form of a scroll
你不是在那里读读就完了
It's not that you just read and read it
看一看就算了
And just look at it
乃是你要把它吃到里面去
But it's something you have to eat into you
你吃进去的时候在你口里甜如蜜
It's to have eaten it and as sweet as honey in your mouth
但是在你的肚腹里头非常的苦
But in your stomach it was bitter
你有了这个负担了你与神同情了
Because you have this burden and then you areSympathetic with God's heart.
你整个的人与这个话就发生了关系。
Then your life has to do with this word now.
这个就是负担。
This is burden.
如果你讲的话与你这个人不发生关系。
But you preach has nothing to do with this, your life, your person.
就是表明里头你没有负担。
It tells us you have no burden.
在旧约的时候是如此。
In the Old Testament, it was this way.
在新约的时候也是一样。
And so is in the New Testament.
我们看见使徒约翰。
We look at John the Apostle.
他在伯马的海岛上。
In the Isle of Patmos.
他在那里说预言。
And he was prophesying there.
到了第十章的时候。
In chapter 10 of the book of Revelation.
第八节。
And verse 8.
我先前从天上所听见的那声音就吩咐我说你要去把那大海把地之天使的手中剪开的小书卷取过了
And the voice which I heard from heaven I heard again speaking with me and saying Go take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stand on the sea and on the land
我就走到天使那里对他说请你把小书卷给我他对我说你拿着吃尽了便叫你肚子发苦然而在你口中要甜如蜜
And I went to the angel telling him to give me the little book and he said to me take it, eat it and it will be in your stomach bitter but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey
我从天使手中把小书卷接过来吃尽了在我口中果然甜如蜜吃了以后肚子就得发苦了
Then I looked and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it and it was in my mouth sweet as honey and when I had eaten itMy stomach was made there.
天使对我说你必指着多民多国多方多王再说一遍
And they said to me You must prophesy again concerning many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
所以这个就是好像把什么话吃到里面去了
It is just like eating partaking God's word.
在你的里面就成功了一个负担
So inside once you receive the word becomes a burden.
然后这个负担再接着话说出去
And through this burden, words release
by through this burden.
你记得以利米他也是这样说。
And Jeremiah was this way.
在以利米二十章里面。
And chapter 20 of Jeremiah.
他因为在那里说话受了许多的苦。
Because he was speaking God's word and he suffered much.
所以他说我不说了。
He said I will not speak.
就不再说话。
I will never speak again.
但是他不说话。
But if he refuses,
他里面好像火在那里烧。
And he said the word burned within me.
叫他不能不开口。
I cannot help but speak.
这个就是有负担。
That is when you have a burden.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们要传神的话，我们需要负担。
If we are to preach God's word, we must receive burden.
你接受了从神那里来的话。
When you receive words from God,
这个话在你里面就成为一个负担。
The word comes to you will be in you as a burden.
那么第三呢？
是，
你有了这个负担呢
？Once you have a burden,
你就得求神给你发表的话。
So you must ask the Lord to give you the proper utterance.
你从神那里所领受的那个话是启示。
What you read, the word you receive from God to you, that is revelation.
而你今天要把你的负担泄出去的那个话是 utterance, 是口才。
But if you are to release that burden through words, that word is utterance.
这个不是我们平常所说的 eloquence, 这个口才也是口才。
Yes, it is different. Utterance is different from eloquence.
保罗说，我到你们中间没有用高言大志来传神的话。
So Paul told Corinthians, I come to you, I do not use superiority of words and wisdom.
保罗是一个有口才的人。
Paul indeed was an eloquent man.
保罗是一个有智慧的人。
Paul was a well-educated
man. 他是一个有学问的人。
He was highly educated.
但是他说，我到你们中间，我立定了旨意。
He said, when I came to you, miss, I determined.
我不传别的，只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I'll preach nothing but Christ in him crucified.
并且我在那里传他的时候。
So when I'm preaching him,
也不是用高言大志。
I do not use superior words.
我是靠着圣灵和大能。
It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that I speak.
叫你们的信不在乎人，是在乎神。
So your faith is not rest on man but on God.
我们知道哥林多人都是喜欢讲智慧。
You know the Corinthians they like to speak about wisdom.
他们认为自己是有智慧的。
Because they thought themselves they are wise. They have
保罗他不用人的智慧。
But Paul will not rely on human wisdom.
他不用人的口才去说服他们。
He will not using human eloquence to convince them.
因为你如果这样做的话，
If you do this way,
你不过从你的头脑里面达到他的头脑里面。
If that's the case, you are using your mind to subdue their mind.
但是我们知道，我们传神的话是生死的问题。
But when you preach God's word, it's a matter of life and death.
乃是要把基督的生命传给人。
It is preaching the life of Christ.
所以这个你不能凭着你天然的口才和智慧来做。
So you cannot preach Christ using your natural eloquence.
但是这并不是说这样的话你就没有那个 utterance, 没有那个发表。
And that means that the word God has not its proper expression or utterance.
如果你没有发表的话，那么你里面有负担的人都不知道。
If there's no expression, utterance, if a burden, nobody knows it.
你没有办法把它传给人。
You cannot release it and share it.
所以当你里面有负担的时候。
So once you have a burden,
你需要在生命里求神给你这一个utterance.
So you must pray and wait before the Lord for him to give you the utterance.
保罗他甚至于叫哥罗西的信徒也替他祷告。
And Paul asked the Colossians to pray for him.
叫神能给他有这个口才。
So the Lord may give him the utterance.
把基督的奥秘福音的奥秘传得完全。
And to proclaim the mystery of Christ.
这个是超过我们自己所能做的。
This is beyond what we can do.
所以我们需要到神面前求神给我们一点话。
So we must go before the Lord to ask the Lord for the word
能解说神给我们的启示
and to explain the revelation that we have received
这个就是保罗在以弗所第一章十七节十八节的祷告
and this is the prayer for the Ephesians
Chapter 1, 17, 18. That God will give you the spirit of revelation wisdom to know the full, to have the full knowledge of Him. How can we know God? We know that we need a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神的灵把他的旨意启示在我们的灵里面。
Spirit reveal God's will in our heart. This is an experience in our inner spirit. Now after in our spirit we receive this revelation. And Paul continues to say, so that it to enlighten the eyes of your heart. That you may understand. The calling of God is such a glorious calling.
在这里告诉我们说要照您心中的眼睛。
It enlightens the eyes of your heart.
心中的眼睛就是我们的心思。
The eyes of our heart is our thought life. Is our mind.
我们在我们的心思里面要明白。
The mind has to come to some understanding.
灵里有了启示。
In the spirit we have revelation.
我们里面有了东西了。
We have something now.
我们看见了。
Now we see something.
但是如果我们的心思不明白,
but if we do not understand with our mind,
我们不能把灵里面所看见的 翻译出来,
then we cannot interpret what we have in our spirit.
我们也没有办法把它传给人,
and we cannot express it or share it with the others.
有的时候我们从神那里领受了一点启示,
sometimes we receive some revelation.
哎呀, 我们里面看见了,
and we see inwardly.
我们真是快乐,
we are so joyful.
但是我们没有办法讲给人听,
but we are unable to share with others.
我讲不出来,
we cannot share.
里面是看见了,
we can see it.
但是外面讲不出来,
and we are unable to share.
这个是我们需要,
so this we need God to give us the right utterance. Then we can serve our brothers and sisters. I often use this
illustration,
like a camera. When you take a picture,
这个影像就进到你里面那个plate上面去了。
The impression is already in the film.
那么已经在那里了。
The film already has the impression.
但是虽然在那里,
even the picture is on the film.
但是这一个film 如果没有把它洗出来的话,
if the film is not developed,
没有人看见这一个照片,
no one can see the picture.
你要把它洗出来,
you have to go through the developing.
这样你就给别人看,
and then you can show the picture to others.
所以当神的灵光照在我们灵里的时候,
so when Holy Spirit enlighten our spirit,
好像我们的软片上已经受了一个影响,
as though our film, the film has the impression now.
我们看见了,
now we see.
但是现在是要心思把它翻译出来,
but now the mind need to be enlightened to interpret.
我们需要有话把它发表出来,
we need words to utter those revelations.
这个是需要在主面前祷告,
we need to pray before the Lord.
求神给我们话语,
pray the Lord will give us the utterance.
不单是这样,
more than that,
在这个时候,
at this very moment,
乃是我们需要出汗的时候了,
we need to sweat.
弟兄那一天讲啊,
I'll put a share.
读神的话就是出汗出汗出汗了,
to read God's word is sweat, sweat.
那么现在要出汗,
and now you must sweat.
你知道今天在神的儿女的中间,
we know among God's people today,
有两个极端,
there are two extremes.
一个极端说你讲道不要预备的,
and one said when you preach you don't need preparation.
灵感, inspiration.
Just by inspiration. Once you stand, you do it by inspiration.
都马上你就能讲,
then you have something to say. Right,
你不要预备,
no preparation.
你预备的话,
and if any preparation is human effort.
所以有的人他讲到不预备,
so some preachers, they never prepare.
完全听说灵感,
and they rely entirely on inspiration.
我相信灵感,
I believe in inspiration.
但是我不知道你的灵是多敏锐的,
but I don't know how sensitive is your spirit.
有的时候不是灵感,
but sometimes it's not inspiration.
有的时候是文感,
sometimes it's a false inspiration. False
是你自己自己里面出来的。
Okay, it's something from yourself.
你自己的感触。
It is your own feeling.
那么你把你的感触说了一番话。
And so you say what how you feel.
如果昨天有一个弟兄得罪了你了。
And for example, yesterday a brother offended you.
那么今天有机会讲到了。
And now you have a chance to fix it.
那么你的魂感就来了。
And now you are soul feeling comes. Soul feeling.
Soul operation.
Soul operation.
Soul operation. 那么你就在那里借题词就讲话了。
And now you speak.
你说这个是灵感吗？
Is that inspiration?
许多人都是这样说的。
But oftentimes we do that.
不错。
Yes.
要传神的话需要灵感。
Yes. To preach God's word, we need inspiration.
但是另外一方面的人。
But the other extreme.
他不相信灵感。
They do not believe in inspiration.
他相信出汗。
They believe in sweat.
Perspiration.
Or perspiration.
他相信出汗。
They believe in perspiration.
所以他在那里要讲一篇道，那出了很多汗。
So if they want to preach message, they sweat a lot, perspire a lot.
他在那里经东找西找。
And they search here and search there.
东想西想。
And think about this, think about that.
想得头都痛了。
And until they had a headache.
晚上也不能睡觉。
And cannot sleep.
就在那里要把一篇道想出来。
And try to figure out a message to share.
那实在是苦了。
And that is really, is really painful.
所以许多传道人到礼拜六就关在房子里了。
And so many ministers on Saturday shut themselves in their room.
不能见人了。
They cannot see anybody.
如果有人来打岔的话，
if anybody come and disrupt,
他第二天没有话讲。
Then no message on.
因为他要出汗了。
Because he has to sweat.
但是弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
这是两个极端。
This two extremes.
我们知道真正传神的话语，
but to really be able to preach and minister God's word,
一面是需要灵感。
Yes, on one hand we need inspiration.
另外一面需要出汗。
But on the other we need to sweat.
我们如果有了神的启示，
if we have God's revelation,
神的话已经来了，
God's word comes to us.
但是也许这个话只有一个字，
but this word may just be one word.
也许只有一句话，
or one phrase.
你不能说站起来就说一个字就完了。
You cannot come up and say just out of that one word.
你是懂了，别人不懂。
You understand, but the others don't understand.
你要用许多的话来解说这句话。
And you have to use many words to explain that one word you receive from the Lord.
所以你的在神面前求神给你 utterance.
And so you ask the Lord to give you utterance.
你需要神赐给你一些话。
And you ask God to give you more words.
你需要去默想。
You need to meditate.
你需要祷告。
You need to pray.
你需要查考圣经。
You need to search scripture.
从圣经你就看有没有什么榜样。
And to look at the scripture, there are examples you can use.
有没有什么例子在那。
Are there illustrations there?
从这一节圣经看看那一节圣经是不是在那里相对。
And refer this portion of scripture to this portion, see if there is any connection there.
并且你要把这些的话都把它排得整整齐齐的。
And you must order the word.
叫你的话说出去的时候，人能跟着你的思路。
And so that when you deliver the word, people can follow your thought.
你知道有的人在哪里讲啊？一下子讲到东，一下子讲到西。
And sometimes preacher they will speak this thing, and then the next moment they will speak another thing.
讲到最后，没有人知道他是讲东还是讲西。
So at the end, nobody knows what he's talking about.
里面不明白。
Nobody understands.
所以我们需要在这一方面要下功夫。
So here we need to put some effort.
你要出汗。
You need to perspire.
要好好的去默想。
You need to meditate.
把上帝话语放得整整齐。
And you must put God's word in its orderly way.
但是里面还是有灵感的。
But you also have to have inspiration.
所以这两方面都是需要的。
So these two sides are we need both.
那么你现在有了神的话。
And now you have God's word.
你里面也有负担了。
And you have a burden.
你也在神的面前得到了那些发表的话。
And you also receive the utterance or the expression from the Lord.
那是不是这样你就可以传神的话了呢？
And then you think you are able to deliver God's word.
你就到了时候了。
And the time comes.
也许这个是你过去一个礼拜在神面前的故事。
And maybe this is what took place a week ago.
那么到了主日了，也许你要传神的话。
So on the Lord's day you are here to preach God's word.
那你怎么办？
Then what do you do?
那你就凭着你的记忆了。
You rely on your memory.
你就把你所记得的你就在那里传了。
So you preach what is in your mind.
如果你的记性不大好，
if your memory is not too good,
那么你把它写下来了。
Then you have notes.
写下来读了。
And you just read it from your notes.
就是这样去传吗？
And that's how you preach.
也不是。
No, that's not the way.
我不是说你不可以写下来。
I'm not saying that you should not have notes.
我告诉你们一个我的秘密。
I'll give you my secret.
我年轻的时候讲到没有大纲的。
When I was young, when I was preaching, I never used notes.
神怜悯我，叫我能在思想里头能记得这些事。
God was merciful because in my mind I can remember those thoughts.
并且我也能在神面前默想主的话在里头会发展。
So I was able to meditate, allow the word of the Lord to grow in me.
但是现在不行了。
But now is not the case.
现在我如果不写的话，思想不来。
So if I don't write and put down paper, I don't have it.
所以当我默想的时候，我必定要用一支笔在那里写。
So when the Lord gives me something, I have to write it down.
但是我这个字没有人能懂的。
But my writing, no one can read it.
有的时候我自己都看不出。
I can't even read my own writing.
但是无论如何，我需要把它写出来。
But no matter what, I need to write it down.
我这个写出来之后。
After I have written it down,
并不是说我讲的时候就是照着这个去读了。
That doesn't mean every time I share, I rely on what I have written down.
我的簿子在这里。
I have my notebook here.
但是关在哪里
？That's closed.
有的时候我是打开的。
Sometimes I open.
因为有的话我记不得了。
Because some of the words I don't remember too well.
但是你在这里看见。
But you see here.
当你传的时候。
As you preach.
当然记忆是需要的。
Of course, memory is important.
你需要求神叫你的记忆里面这个话能新鲜能活泼。
So you must ask the Lord to refresh so that the word that's in your thought, in your mind will be something fresh, something living alive.
你知道当你在神面前默想的时候那个话是活的。
As you meditate before the Lord, the word is alive.
但是当你去讲的时候啊，因为是昨天的事情了。
Now, because now you're preaching and the word came to you yesterday.
所以话在那里，但是已经不活了。
But the word is now in your mind, but it's not as alive as yesterday.
所以你需要求神把这个话在你记忆里面再复活过来。
So you ask the Lord to quicken the word that he's installed in your mind.
叫你传的时候，这个话还是活的。
So when you deliver the word is still alive.
这个负担还在里面。
The burden is still there.
这个启示还在里面。
The revelation is still there.
好像你当时接受的时候一样。
As though the day you have received from the Lord that fresh.
我想这个也是一个很重要的一点。
I believe this is also very, very important.
有的人他实在想给他启示。
Some people, the Lord indeed has given them something.
他实在是有负担。
They really have a burden.
并且他在身边就默想也有话语。
And as they meditated before, the Lord has given them words.
但是这是昨天的事。
But that was yesterday.
当他站起来的时候。
But today he stands here.
完全凭着他的记忆来讲。
And he relied on his memory.
这个像背书一样。
That is just a memory.
这个里面就是死掉了。
It's become dead.
所以我们需要求神在我们的这个记忆里面重新把这些事情点活过。
So we need to ask the Lord.As though the word that he has given us in our mind to quicken it, enlighten and make it alive.
但是比这个更重要的。
But more than this,
当你传话的时候，你需要有主的能力。
As you deliver God's word, you need His power.
你需要在膏油的底下说。
You need to speak under the anointing.
我们知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
所有要侍奉神的人必须要受膏
All those who serve God they were all anointed
今天我们也是一样
Same with us today
你看当时的使徒
In the apostles
他们主升天的时候
After the Lord ascended to heaven
有五百个弟兄看见
There were 500 brethren saw his ascension
有120个人回到耶路撒冷
But 120 returned to Jerusalem
在这里有一个问题
Here we have a question
这一半的人
This group of people
都看见过主
They all saw the Lord
都看见主的死
They all saw his witness his death
都看见主的埋葬
They witness his burial
都看见主的复活
They witness his resurrection
也看见主的升天
And they also witness his ascension
他们有了这样的经历
They have such experience
好像说马上就可以到地界去为主做见证
As though they were all already qualified to go to the ends of the world to preach
因为见证是把你所听见所看见的见证出来
Because witnessing is simply witness what you've seen, what you've heard
那么他们看见了
They saw
他们听见了
They heard
他们可以出去
They can go and preach.
但是就说不。
But all say no.
你要回到耶路撒冷。
You went to Jerusalem.
等候那天上来的能力。
You wait from the power from on high.
然后你们要去。
Then you go.
从耶路撒冷犹大全地撒玛利亚以及地极周围的教会。
And from Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria to the ends of the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不错，我们有了神的话。
Yes, true, we have God's word.
这个话是真的。
This word is real.
我们可以见证。
We can witness it's real.
但是如果不是在圣灵的大能底下
But if it's not under the power of the Holy Spirit
我们看见这个话它是没有力量
The word is weak
所以需要圣灵把这个话带出去
So we need the Holy Spirit to deliver the word
保罗说我在那里传扬基督耶稣钉他钉十字架
So Paul said I preach Christ and him crucified
这个是话
This word
但是他说我不是用高言大志
He said I do not use eloquent superior words
我是用圣灵和大能做明证
It is by the spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit
所以弟兄姊妹
sister,
我们在那里传圣的话要仰望主的圣灵
So when we, as we preach God's word we must look to the Holy Spirit
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord
当主升天的时候
After he ascended to heaven
神就膏了他
He was anointed.
立他为主为基督。
And he is now Christ. He is now the Lord.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
膏油在主的头上。
Now the oil is upon the head.
就流到他的胡须。
And it comes down to his beard.
一直到他的衣襟。
And to his girdle.
这是什么图画呢?
What is this picture?
因着主的升天。
It's because of his ascension.
他受膏为主为基督。
Because he is now Made as Lord and Christ.
现在圣灵就降下来。
And now the Holy Spirit came upon us.
我不知道这个胡须是不是做使徒们说的。
I do not know if this beard referred to the apostles.
是不是做那一百二十个人说的。
This beard maybe it referred to the 120.
但是这个膏油是一直流下来。
But the oil kept coming down, pouring down.
人告诉我们说。
People tell us.
当古士大祭司受膏的时候。
When the Old Testament priest was anointed.
你不是把一点点的膏油啊，在他头上点几点的。
It is not a few drops of oil upon him.
乃是把那个膏油浇在他的头上。
It is poured upon him.
所以这个膏油一直流到他全身。
And so the oil flowed down his whole.
一直到衣襟上面。
Until the skirt.
换一句话说。
Another word.
他整个的人就被膏油涂抹。
The entire person is under the anointing.
在那个膏油的能力底下。
Under the power of the anointing.
他就在那里侍奉神。
Then he is qualified to serve.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见神已经立我们的主为主为基督了。
Our God has already made him Lord and Christ.
在五旬节那一天，膏油已经下来。
On the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵今天在地上。
The Holy Spirit is on earth.
他涂抹他基督的身体。
He is anointing the body of Christ.
如果你今天是基督身体上的一个肢体。
Today, if you are a member of the body of Christ.
如果今天你伏在元首基督的底下。
Today, if you submit yourself under his headship.
这个膏油就是你的福分。
This anointing is your portion.
是你的产业。
It is your inheritance.
因为它一直流到衣襟。
Because once it comes down to the whole body.
也许你不过是一个衣襟啊。
Maybe you are at the bottom of the robe of the priest.
但是这个膏油已经涂了你。
But the anointing is also there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
什么叫做基督徒?
What does it mean by Christian?
基督就是受膏的意思。
And Christ means the anointed one.
基督徒
Christians
都是受膏的
We are also the anointed
我们都是受了膏油
We are all under the anointing
现在我们要在这个能力底下来传他的话
So we must preach the word under the anointing
每次当我们传圣话语的时候
Every time we preach God's word
我们要把自己伏在元首的底下
We must submit ourselves under his headship
我们要依靠圣灵的大能
We must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
这样神的话就能出去。
Then God's word will be released.
因为不是依靠实力。
It is not by might.
也不是依靠才能。
Nor by power.
是靠着主的灵才能成。
But by the Spirit of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
我们需要在膏油的底下。
We need to be under the anointing.
最后。
Lastly.
我们不但需要有膏油的涂抹，
We not only need to have the anointing，
我们需要用祷告来配合我们传神的话。
We must also pray with the word that we are releasing。
许多的时候我们传神的话，
Oftentimes we preach God's word，
但是背后没有祷告，
But there's no prayer behind it。
这个话语就打了很大的折扣，
And because of that the world will suffer much。
不但我们在那里寻求神话语的时候需要祷告，
Not only when we're seeking His word we need to pray。
我们在传话的时候也要祷告。
When we deliver the word, we need to pray.
我们传话完了之后，我们还要祷告。
After we have delivered the word, we also need to pray.
叫神的话语能在人的里面能发生功效。
So that the God's word will bear the fruit.
许多的时候，我们在预备神话语的时候有祷告。
Oftentimes in preparation God's word we pray.
但是传话的时候就没有祷告。
So when we delivering the word, we fail to pray.
有的时候传了话就完了。
Sometimes we just pray, preach, and that's finished.
那好像我的责任完了。
My responsibility is
over. 我们责任没有啊。
No, our responsibility never comes to an end.
我们还得把我们所传的话带到神面前。
Even we have to bring the word we preach back to the Lord.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
求神祝福他的话语。
That God will bless His own word.
叫他的话语能结果，会荣耀给神。
That the word will bear fruit and to give Him glory.
因为弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道
，We know
传神的话里面带着一个属灵的征战。
To preach God's word, we are engaged in a spiritual warfare.
要开人的心眼
，To open the eyes of people.
把他从黑暗里面拯救出来
，to deliver them from darkness to light，
归到光明的里面
，and to be sons of the kingdom of light，
叫他的罪得着赦免
，so that their sins may be forgiven，
与圣徒一同得天上的基业
，and share the inheritance with the saints。
你知道这是仇敌不甘心
，but this is something the adversary will not allow it to happen。
所以在那里有一个属灵的征战
，so there we are engaging a spiritual conflict warfare。
祷告。是我们的兵器。
So therefore, our weapon is prayer.
我们需要多方的祷告。
We need to pray in all seasons.
我们能把神的旨意执行在这个地上。
So that we can execute God's will on this earth.
把神的国度带到地上。
And to bring in His kingdom.
所以这个需要多多的祷告。
So we need much, much prayer.
什么时候你有多的祷告？
Whenever there is much prayer,
就是话语软弱一点
even though the word delivered may be a little bit weak,
神还能工作
God still works.
但是什么时候如果话语好像很刚强
or if the word seemingly to be very strong,
但是背后没有祷告的支持
but there's not the backing up of prayer,
许多的话被仇敌吃去
much of the word will be taken by the enemy.
所以求神
So may the Lord be merciful.
叫我们真是多有祷告。
We need to be prayer.
不但传话的人要祷告。
Not only those who preach need to pray.
听话的人也要祷告。
Those listeners, we all need to pray.
否则的话，飞鸟在空中把这话拿去。
Otherwise, the birds of the air will snatch the word.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要学习做话语的出口。
We need to learn to be minister of God's word.
巴不得是神的教会中。
May in God's church,
神兴起许多的弟兄姊妹
God will raise many brothers and sisters,
都能替他说话
that they're able to deliver God's word.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our heads.
我们的神，我们赞美你。
Our God, we praise you.
是你的怜悯带领我们过了这个大会。
It is your mercy.That you led us through this week.
为着你一切的恩典，我们要荣耀你。
For all your grace and mercy, we glorify you.
一切都是你自己做的。
All is your doing.
如果有什么是我们的
，Lord, if anything that's out of us,
求你用宝血洁净。
We pray that you cover with the precious blood.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
在这么后的时代。
That in this last days.
在你儿女的中间。
Among your own children.
你找到真正敬拜你的人。
That you will find true worshippers before you.
你能兴起一般祷告的守望者。
That you will raise up watch those who will watch and pray.
求你也兴起许多能替 说话的人。
We also pray that you raise many that can be ministers of your own word.
好叫你的教会得着建立。
That your church may be built.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.